USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, has a big question at a House Judiciary Committee hearing.
I would just ask the fundamental question, why are we here? Seems to me we're here because the Mueller report wasn't what the Democrats thought it was going to be. In fact, it was just the opposite.
Congressman Jordan speaking. Now, the committee did authorize Chairman Jerry Nadler to issue a subpoena for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report and any underlying evidence that Mueller collected. President Trump is continuing to threaten to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border in the wake of an incoming migrant caravan. Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas calls on the Democrats to do something about the border.
One after another caravan of people invading, it's the Democrats that have got to do something. They've got to let us help the president protect our border.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Addressing a joint meeting of Congress on Wednesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the U.S. has always been the backbone of the organization.
Every Congress, every American president, your men and women in uniform, and the people of the United States of America have been staunch supporters of NATO.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivers a message to the families of U.S. citizens being held captive abroad. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Mr. Pompeo said the U.S. is doing all it can for the safe release of their loved ones. He warned against paying ransom for their release.
As we move in that direction, we create risk. Indeed, we know that there are nations that take Americans less because there's less money coming from America.
Mr. Pompeo also stressed what terrorists would do with that ransom money.
Any payment to a terrorist or a terrorist regime gives money so that they can seize more of our people. We cannot accept that risk. You wouldn't ask that of us.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A detention hearing is scheduled on April 8th for the Chinese woman who bluffed her way into the Mar-a-Lago resort. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us how she got in.
A little after noon on Saturday, Yujing Zhan, according to court documents, approached the security gate at Mar-a-Lago and presented two Chinese passports. She said she was going to the pool. Due to language difficulties, club security officials mistakenly thought she was a relative of a club member who just happened to have the same last name, and they allowed her to enter. Once through another checkpoint, she told the receptionist she was there not to go to the pool, but for a Chinese-American friendship event. But there was no such event. The receptionist quickly notified the authorities. She was arrested and charged with trespassing. The Secret Service says she had four cell phones with her, along with a laptop, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive which contained malicious malware.
More than 80 women are suing a Southern California hospital over what they say are cameras that secretly recorded them. The women say cameras in a hospital near San Diego were installed in three labor and three delivery rooms, and they violated their privacy while they were emotionally and physically exposed. Carla Jones tells NBC News she was secretly recorded while undergoing a C-section.
I have never been so exposed in my life. I don't know who saw these videos. I don't know where they are, where they've landed, or what will happen to them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.